Coming up on episode number 1072, it's time once again for an indie hodgepodge. It's been a while, and I can tell it's been a while because there is so much stuff in the Coverville mailbox sent in by labels and independent artists. Great covers that just haven't fit into another show thus far. But we aim to change all that because they fit into this show. They fit into the indie hodgepodge, which is just what it sounds like. A bunch of independent music, all hodgepodge together. Covers of Portishead, Aretha Franklin, A-ha, and Led Zeppelin, and more, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of Coverville. It is March 25th, 2015. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of the Indie Hodgepodge episode. We do this every once in a while, collecting all of the independent songs that come in over the days, over the weeks, whether they're emailed in to requests at coverville.com or coverville@gmail.com, or if they're sent to the P.O. Box, which information you can find out about that over at coverville.com. Let's start with this one. This one came into the email bucket. Big thanks to Rachel at the CPR agency for sending me this one. Now, the band Avec Sans paid homage to the first lady of I don't know, what do you want to say, British New Wave, Kate Bush, and did a cover of Running Up That Hill. You can find it on SoundCloud, and their new single, All of Time, is also available, was released last year, middle of September, on Little World Recordings. It's Avec Sans and their cover of Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill.
We'll be right back. without leaving a piece of you. That you're not stuck in vain. We're not the same, we're different.
Jacobs and a cover of Led Zeppelin's Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, that one from the upcoming album. It's due out in just under 3 weeks. April 14th, 2015 sees the release of High Rise Ranch from Pi Jacobs. She's an LA-based artist and performs all the guitars on there herself. Amazing, amazing album, High Rise Ranch, and includes that great cover right there of Led Zeppelin's Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. Look for that one online. You can find that one ready for pre-order online. Look in the show notes for Coverville at coverville.com, and you'll be able to pre-order that. I'll provide some links where you can find copies of High Rise Ranch so that you get it when it comes out. You heard it here first. Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You by Pi Jacobs. Before that, you heard a Smashing Pumpkins cover, Tonight, Tonight by Krista Wells. That one from her brand new Covers EP. You can find that one over there on Amazon. Great stuff. Circa Survive, another one that's a big preview here. Really excited to tell you about a brand new tribute to Nirvana's Nevermind that's coming out next month, also in April. Of course, a tribute, all covers of songs from Nevermind, of course. That was Circa Survive and their cover of Drain You. You can pre-order that one right now over at iTunes. And again, I'll provide a link in the show notes where you can go and pre-order that album. I've pre-ordered my copy. I'm super excited about it. It's called Whatever, Nevermind, a tribute to Nirvana's Nevermind. And Avex Sans with a cover of Running Up That Hill. It's a single that was only available, I believe, in the UK, and you can find some other singles of theirs online as well. Great stuff there from Avex Sans. Quick note, too, I forgot to mention this in the top of the show, but Tina will be joining us later for a little Musically Challenged. Yeah, it's been a while since we've had the trivia segment here on Coverville, and I aim to rectify that right now, and you'll hear what I'm talking about. If you haven't heard Musically Challenged, look for it at the end of the show, and I'll also tell you how you can contribute your own trivia segment to Musically Challenged here on Coverville. Let's get back to, another pre-release announcement of an album that is coming out soon. I'm trying to find the date on when this comes out. It's not on here, but I'll look for it while we tell you about the album. The album is called Tease, Torment, Tantalize, a 30th anniversary to the Kings of Indie, the Smiths' debut. And it's got a bunch of great independent artists, of course, doing covers of songs from the debut album by the Smiths, including Mother Falcon, Field Mouse, Jay May, Blackbird, a bunch of great artists. This album is going to be coming out on March 24th. Hey, that was yesterday. So you don't need to pre-order it. You can go and buy that one right now. I love it when actually I can play something for you that you're going to be able to turn right around if you like it and buy it right away. Here is Kevin Devine from the Tease, Torment, Tantalize album with a cover of the Smiths' Reel Around the Fountain.
Tale told. You just can't eat. You can feel the cushion, but you can't have a seat. You can dip your foot in the pool, but you can't have a swim. You can feel the punishment, but you can't commit the sin. And you want her, and she wants you. We want everyone. Is can build a mansion, but you just can't live in it. You're the fastest runner, but you're not allowed to win. Some break the rules and live to count the cost. The insecurity is the thing that won't get lost. And you want her, and she wants you. We want everyone, and you want her, and she wants you. Summit, but you just can't reach it. It's the last piece of a puzzle, but you just can't make it fit. Doctor says you're cured, but you still feel the pain. Aspirations in the clouds, but your hopes go down the drain. And you want her, and she wants you. We want it.
From a witch. wandering stranger, for whom it is reserved, the blackness of darkness forever.
Of the morning, I keep forgetting the smell of the warm summer air. I live in a town where you can't smell a thing. You watch your feet for cracks in the pavement. Up their spirits, drill holes in themselves, and live for their secrets. They're all in a country lane, late at night when I'm driving. Take me on board their beautiful ship. Show me the world as I'd love to see it. But they'd never believe me. They'd think that I'd finally lost it completely. I'd show them the stars and the meaning of life. They'd shut me away, but I'd be alright. I'm just
from Mother Falcon, from their tribute to Radiohead entitled MF Computer. That's Mother Falcon and their cover of Subterranean Homesick Alien. Great tribute album that you can get over at Mother Falcon. MotherFalconMusic.bandcamp.com. mother.bandcamp.com. It's spelled just like you'd expect, motherfalconmusic.bandcamp.com. Be careful how you say that if you say that 100 times fast. Great, great tribute to Radiohead, that album, and such a quick and easy and fun download, and well worth the time and energy it takes to download it. So good. Radiohead covers right there from Mother Falcon. Before that, Forbear from SoundCloud with a cover of Portishead's Wandering Star. Great stuff there from Forbear, Forebear. Mindy Smith and a cover of Howard Jones' No One Is to Blame. Beautiful voice on Mindy Smith. And Kevin Devine right there from the upcoming tribute to the Smiths' debut album, the 30th anniversary tribute to the Smiths' debut album, Tease, Torment, Tantalize. Great, great album. I've listened to the whole thing, and it is fantastic. Great, great cover album. All right, let's get into another set of music here, starting things off with a cover of Fleetwood Mac. Here is Gold Dust Woman by Sweet Little Bloodhound, coming from their debut, or their self-titled debut album. Here is Sweet Little Bloodhound and Gold Dust Woman.
Rock on, Gold Dust Woman. Take a silver spoon and dig your grave. Heartless challenge. Pick your path and I'll pray. Wake up in the morning. See your sunrise. Love's too. But they never cry out loud. Cry out.
Did she make you cry? Make you break down? Shadow your illusions of love. And is it over now? Do you know how to pick up the pieces and go?
Love. And is it over now? Do you know?
satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. Cause I try, and I try, and I try, and I try.
You make own. You came along and claimed it. I didn't know what was wrong with me, and your kiss helped name it. I'm no longer doubtful what I'm living for, and if I make it happy, well, I don't need to do more.
Recorded by Little Willie John, but Peggy Lee, probably the most famous performer of that song. Covered right there by Tamara Bubble. Really short version, minute and a half long, Fever by Tamara Bubble. Before that, the David Bierman Overdrive from the album that came out last year, Standard Skies, and a cover of Aretha Franklin's You Make Me Feel, a cover of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. But he doesn't say all that. He just says You Make Me Feel. That one, by the way, you would have heard in the end-of-year countdown, I believe, the 2014 end-of-year countdown, David Bierman Overdrive, You Make Me Feel. Before that, Twilight Soul Cats, a very funky version of the Rolling Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Great funkified cover of I Can't Get No Satisfaction there. And Sweet Little Bloodhound, coming from their self-titled album this year, with a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Gold Dust Woman. Great version right there. One last set of music before we get to trivia, and we'll start things off with a cover of a song that, well, if you're a True Blood fan, you recognize this as the theme to the show. Performed by Jace Everett originally, here is a cover that's done in kind of that David Lynch, creepabilly if there's a word, if there's a new genre name that I just invented, it's like rockabilly, but kind of dark and kind of mysterious. Clancy Mayfield and the Cannon, great album you can get on SoundCloud right now, featuring a bunch of covers like this, all done in this cool kind of David Lynch-esque style. I love it. Here is Clancy Mayfield and the Cannon and Bad Things.
Better to be safe than sorry. Take on I'll be coming for your love anyway.
Thank you. them, but sing like a slave, I just get bored.
Maggie's Farm. Ooh, hearing a weird delay. Hold on 1 second. Let's try that. There we go. All right. Maggie's Farm, covered there by Hats Off Gentlemen. It's Adequate from the Head in a Jar EP. That one came out last year. Cover of Bob Dylan's Maggie's Farm right there. El Conjunto Nueva Ola right before that with a song from their 2012 album, Chido Chido, a cover of A-ha's Take on Me. That one performed by a band that dresses up as luchadors and performs covers. Really, really cool. El Conjunto Nueva Ola is the name of that band. Clancy Mayfield and the Cannon starred that set off from their SoundCloud. That's a cover of Jace Everett's theme to the True Blood TV show, Bad Things. Again, Clancy Mayfield and the Cannon. Well, Tina is in the studio with me today. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since we've done one of these.
I know. Is this the first one this year?
Definitely the first one this year.
Wow.
I know. People have been clamoring for it, saying, what's happening? What happened to Musically Challenged?
Well, we don't talk about it, but I did get fired.
Fired from Musically Challenged?
Right.
Yeah. Great, great. No, it was nice to welcome you back.
Thanks.
I just couldn't find anyone else who'd suffer through this stuff, so.
I know.
I had to hire you back.
I know.
All right. Well, here's what Musically Challenged is. Listeners record and submit their trivia segments, and just a recorded bit that, 4, 5, 8, 10 minutes of trivia. Well, maybe not 10. 8, I think, is the max. And it's recorded trivia questions, audio questions, and what we do is we answer them and give you guys a chance to answer them as well before we jump in. Today, big thanks to J.D. Freeland for sending this one in. It is episode 4 of What the Riff. And here it goes.
Hey, Brian and Tina, this is J.D. again with another episode of What the Riff? As you might be able to hear, I am using a better microphone, so hopefully audiophiles in your audience will appreciate it. You're already familiar with the rules, so I won't cover those, but just as a reminder, you will get a point for naming the artist and song, as well as the original artist and song, and with 5 sets, there are a total of 20 points available to you. Good luck! Here's riff number 1. Okay.
All right, that's an easy one.
Let's don't touch that.
You right. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know who the artist is?
I know. I can see him doing his little dance side to side.
Yeah, his little parachute pants, right?
What is his
Gold
name?
LeMay parachute pants.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
MC.
MC Hammer,
there
yeah.
There you go. And the original that sampled that that bit of music?
Yeah, I was trying to think of that. I want to say James Brown.
Oh, so close. Yeah, the first name. Well, sort of the first name. Rick James. And
okay.
Super Freak. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next one.
Now that we have the easy one out of the way, here's riff number 2.
Oh. Okay. Any idea on both of those?
Well, either I mean, I know them, but yeah. I don't. I almost want to say, it's not Led Zeppelin.
It's not Led Zeppelin. Neither one is Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. But it's somebody in that era.
Yeah. No, it's not actually. Neither one
really?
Of them is from that era. No, way newer.
Okay.
All right, so Black Hole Sun by Stone Temple Pilots was the second one. And the first one, I believe, is It's Been a While by, is that Nickelback?
It's
been a while? Okay.
I'm not the one to ask about Nickelback.
Okay. No problem. Stained. A Stained Been a While, not Nickelback.
Okay.
All right.
A little tougher now. Here's riff number 3.
Nice. All right.
Okay. Blues Brothers.
They used it. Yeah, I'll give you that one. Yeah, it's okay. Dwayne Eddy and the Peter Gunn theme.
Okay.
But they did use that in the Blues Brothers. So I'll give you a point for that
okay.
one.
Okay.
And how about the first one that has kind of that...
Yeah, I don't know.
That space feel. That is Planet Claire by the B-52s.
Oh.
We could have listened to like 90% of that song and I don't know if you would have...
Yeah, probably not.
You would have gotten it.
Okay, here's riff number four.
Nice. All right.
I don't know.
Oh, you should know, sung by my favorite band of all time.
Well, you're putting me on the spot.
Oh.
Oh my God. It's not Elvis Costello.
It's not Elvis Costello, no.
Okay.
No. Squeeze.
Squeeze, okay. Yeah.
And that's Take Me, I'm Yours.
That's right.
And then the second one is the Mission Impossible theme, and I think it's the one that was by... Adam Clayton and The Edge, I think. It was, you know, just a couple mm-hmm. members of U2 recording it for the soundtrack a few years ago.
Okay. And when you say my favorite band of all time...
It could be Crowded House.
It could be Neil Finn.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, last one.
Finally, here's riff number five. If you haven't already.
Okay, hold on. I need that one again. Let's see. How do I do that? Like this? Not like that. Although that would probably work. Let's see.
Well, I know the second one.
Yeah.
Five.
Oh, whoops.
What are you doing?
I'm playing two things at once, apparently. Don't mind me. Oh, that okay. first one I totally recognize. Hold
I
on
know,
a
it's an 80s thing.
Number five.
Yeah, okay, get the second one because that's an easy
Owners
one.
Of a Lonely Heart.
Owner, right?
Owner.
By?
Oh, that's Police?
Nope, no, Police.
Sting?
No.
Who?
It's the opposite of no.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I could have kept saying yes, and you'd think you were getting it right every time.
Right, but, I would.
That first one, though. Damn. Yeah, I know I recognize that.
Yeah, for sure.
It was a band. It wasn't typical for their sound,
like
too.
New
it was
Order
like,
or something
no,
like that.
No, it was more like a... it was kind of like Yes, where it was like a 70s band that continued to make music into the 80s and probably had bigger hits in the 80s, bigger... pop hits in the 80s. I can't place it, though.
Oh, it wasn't. All right. Never mind.
Okay. Do you have a guess?
Well, I can't think. It's like Star something. I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not coming to me. All right.
If you haven't already, feel free to pause here to think about your answers.
Oh, dude, we've been puzzling.
And now for the answers. The first riff comes from 1990's You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer, which samples the prominent opening from 1981's Super Freak by Rick James. After MC Hammer's song was released, Rick James sued Hammer for copyright infringement. The case was settled out of court, with Rick James credited as co-composer and receiving his cut of the royalties. That second riff? It's the opening riff to It's Been a While by Staind, recorded in 2001, eerily similar to the opening of 1994's Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. While those who aren't fans of metal could certainly claim that most of these songs sound the same, the openings to these two are unmistakably similar. Number three is the opening to Planet Claire by the B-52s from their first album, released in 1979, incorporating the Peter Gunn bass line by Henry Mancini, which was released in 1959. The original has been covered and incorporated into pop culture. As an aside, the Foo Fighters do a great cover version of Planet Claire. The fourth riff is one I'm sure Brian got, 1978's Take Me, I'm Yours by Squeeze, which echoes the famous theme from Mission Impossible, originally released in 1967. The MI theme is widely acknowledged as one of TV's greatest theme songs, while Take Me, I'm Yours was the first of many hit singles for the band. That last riff? I guess technically it's not a riff, but an 80s-style sound incorporated into many songs of the era. It's heard here in ZZ Top's Sleeping Bag, circa 1985, as well as 1983's Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. You may be surprised to hear that Sleeping Bag tied legs as the biggest hit single for ZZ Top, reaching number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100, while the Yes song reached number 1 in 1983. This sound can also be heard in Duran Duran's A View to a Kill, so if you guess that for either of them, I'll give you a bonus point. So how did you do? I'm guessing you got 14 out of 20, but I'm hoping I'm underestimating a little bit. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and look for the next one soon. Take care.
Well, if you count me screwing up Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden and Stained and then the Sleeping Bag, yeah, I think it did come out to about 15, 16 out of 20. So there you go. That was fun. I like those. And thank you, JD, for putting that one together. If you want to send one of those in, you can email it to requests@coverville.com. That's the email address where you can submit your MP3 recording. Of course, you can also put it in your Dropbox and then just send me a link to it and I'll download it. Any of that works if you want to record your own segment for Musically Challenged. We're going to bring those back on the regular. And let's see, how'd the chat room do? Study Aid, nailing a lot of these. Let's see, Neutrino, Catacon, very good. Good job, guys. Well done on all those. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Tina, thank you so much for joining me in the studio.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much for listening to Coverville. Thank you for your support. And thank you, by the way, yesterday was the last day to vote in the podcast awards. And if you cast any votes, or if you did cast any votes for Coverville over those 3 weeks during the voting process, thank you for your support. Thank you for voting for Coverville. And hopefully we'll find out in a couple of weeks if I won the award for Best Music Program, Best PodSafe Music Program at the Podcast Awards. I'll be out there in Vegas. Let me know if you're going to be out there too. And we'll have a drink. Or a few, or multiple drinks. We'll see. That's going to do it for this edition. Let's see. Did I give you the email address? requests@coverville.com. The phone number, 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. And you can always visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. That's over there at coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll never get Stone Temple Pilots and Soundgarden confused.
Program so good, it's like you're there.